up, everybody? It's me again. Just me. We're back with another podcast, MGM Market Abilities. If you guys have not, please follow, like, subscribe, all those cool things. We just appreciate you guys watching. And hopefully we're just helping. We want to make your marketing better. We want your businesses to grow and expand to every level that they possibly can. So today, it's going to be a quick podcast again, like they all are with me by myself, because I don't have anybody to bounce off of or tell me that I'm wrong or tell me that how right I am. I'm just kidding. Kind of. Anyways, so today, I'm just going to give you 5 tips that you can use to improve your marketing in 2025, because it's like here, baby. We're ready. Like, it's a whole new year. New year, new me, new business, new marketing, more money, more impact, which is what really matters. More, you know, money's cool, but impact's better. Anyways, number one, you want to personalize your marketing. You want to make it you. Like, quit trying to be someone else or another company or like another company. Like, you're unique to you. Your product is unique. Everything about you is unique. Like, God made you that way. So make sure you personalize your marketing to you, because people ultimately want real, authentic, and raw, because they're tired of this fake crap. Like, there's no better way to put it. Is people are tired of being lied to. They're tired of, people saying one thing and then doing the other. You know what I'm talking about. It sucks. People are just tired of it. Just be you. And I can tell you that you're actually probably going to draw more customers that you like and that you have the same ideology as and everything like that. It's just going to be better all around for you. So personalize your marketing. It is, it's just going to be better for everybody in the long run. Number two, focus on sustainable and ethical marketing. So, you know, quit trying to just drive everything for money and all this and everything, because ultimately if you get all this money, like, what are you doing with it? How are you changing the world? So focus your marketing on, like, you know, hey, if I, you know, this month I am donating 10% of all proceeds to, you know, that you buy this product, and then 10% goes to this thing that I'm really passionate about. Well, it's like, you know, building wells in Africa or helping the poor in your neighborhood or something like that. Like, it doesn't matter what it is, like, just give back. Even if you can't give back that much, even if it's 1% of all sales, like, that's maybe all you can afford because you're just starting out and you can't do anything else. Because we are blessed to even be able to own businesses and run businesses, that if we're not able to give back and do things for other people, which is what the businesses are all about, is you're doing things for people to help them, then what's the point? You've kind of lost the plot if you're not giving back in some sort of way. And again, it doesn't have to be astronomical. You don't need to be giving hundreds of thousands of dollars for it to matter. $10 can matter. Like, you know, if you sold, you know, if you 1% of your product and you were able to get $100, like, that $100 can change lives. You have no idea. So yeah, please do that. Number three is embracing the platforms that are out there that are working. I know this is kind of how I am, because in my own business, I kind of rely on, like, YouTube and word of mouth. And this is something that I have to get convicted about myself, is because I really don't do much on Instagram and Facebook, but you know what? Instagram and Facebook marketing freaking work. I've seen it happen in so many businesses time and time again. It works. It works super well. So don't shy away from the platforms that are out there. If you have the capability to expand and to grow where you're marketing, do it, because it's only going to bring you more customers. And again, you can do more impact. And then going back to number two, you can give more, which is better than anything else, better than making millions of dollars. It's being able to give, you know, more money, like, that's, or give your time or give something. Like, it's so much more impactful if you can do it that way. Okay. Number four, you need to start thinking about interactive content. So people these days, they want to be entertained, right? Like, they really, really want to they really want to, you know, gamify things. Like they want to use their imagination. And so if you can somehow you build a little game around your marketing, like where, you know, they jump on your website and they play this little game to get anywhere from 10 to 30% off, depending on how they do in the game, or maybe they have a little fun quiz to find out their personality type or something, like, you know, whatever works for your type of business. That can be so much fun for people. And then people are going to equivocate your name with fun, which, I mean, who doesn't want that? You know? I mean, I'm sure there's some out there that it doesn't make sense, but you know what I'm saying? Like, for most businesses, if you can kind of gamify, if you can kind of just have a little bit of fun with your audience and with the people that you're trying to sell to, it's only going to make it easier, because they basically turn from cold leads to warm leads because they already associate your brand with fun. And they're like, oh yeah, I wouldn't mind spending a couple dollars with them because they brought joy to my life for something for free. So interactive content, look into it. If you don't know anything about it, that's okay. Cause guess what? You can pretty much learn and do anything nowadays between AI and YouTube and Google and stuff. So just look it up. It's very, very cool. Probably not as expensive as you think. But yeah. Okay. And then number five, this one's kind of boring, but it's so important. So important. Number five is advanced data analytics. So sounds really boring. I know. Nobody wants to do analytics. No one wants to look at spreadsheets or documentation or whatever. But guess what? It freaking matters. Like, if you're doing all this marketing and you're not looking at actually what's bringing the most dollar amount in, bringing the most reach, bringing the most impact in, then you're just throwing money at the wall and praying. Like, that's not going to help anybody at all. You have to actually sit down, look at the analytics, look at, see like, okay, this worked really well this month at this time period. Like, don't be afraid to look at all that, because analytics have gotten so advanced that you can literally pinpoint when people look and click on something and when they walk in your door to buy something from your store. Like, it's alarming, and you need to measure those things, because otherwise, like I said, you're just throwing money away, because you may be throwing money away at things that aren't working for your business. And if you are throwing money at things that do work for your business, then that means, again, more money, more impact, more revenue, more people that know about you, and everything, because you threw money at things that worked. You sat down, you looked at everything, and you did the work to find out what works. And that matters. That actually matters a lot. Because again, going back to number two, if the whole reason why we do a lot of these things is so we can give back, our time, our money, or whatever. If you're just randomly throwing money at the wall and not doing the work of, you know, seeing what works, then you could have used a lot of that money or time or anything for something else that mattered way more than your dead-end marketing. Oof. Probably didn't want to hear that, did you? Yeah, I didn't want to hear that either. That's actually a tough one. So anyways, those are the five things. Like I said, this is going to be a short podcast. I didn't even make it to 10 minutes. That's embarrassing. But you know, it's fine, because it doesn't really matter the length. It's like, did you get something out of this? Are you listening? Because 25 is here, and it's time to buckle up. And if you want your business to grow, then you have to do these things. You have to start changing things. You have to take these things into consideration to advance, grow, and to become better just in general. So don't hesitate. Just go for it. And you know what? If you're like very overwhelmed by this list that I just gave you, the five things, do one. Do one for 2.5 months. And then do another one for 2.5 months, and spread it out across the year until you've spent time with each one of them. And now they're all implemented into your system. And so you're not overwhelmed, because I get overwhelmed whenever I'm like, oh, I need to start marketing my business on Instagram and Facebook a lot more. But I don't both of them, like, oh, that's overwhelming. But I could just choose one for a month or two and get really good at it, and then start the other one after I get really good at it and I'm more comfortable and don't have to worry about as much as like what's next, because I didn't choose to let myself get into overwhelm. So don't get into overwhelm. You got big dreams, you got big plans, you got business ideas that you want to do. I get it. We're all like that. But you don't have to get overwhelmed. You can just bite off a little bit at a time. Like, you have so much life left. Just take off one thing at a time, see if it works, see if you like it. And if not, it's okay. Now you know. You can move on to the next thing. So anyways, thank you guys for checking out the podcast. We love you guys. We can't wait to see you guys in 2025 and beyond. And please like and subscribe. Please send us a message. Leave us a comment on YouTube. We would love to hear from you guys. And we'll see you in the next podcast, posting every Monday. See you.